Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio, brought to you by PDMS.
Well, pardon the pun, but our first election guest this morning is someone who should know the drill. Not only is Peel candidate Leslie Hansen an experienced dentist, but he comes from a political background. His late mother, Betty, highly regarded in the community in education, former MHK for West Douglas, the first woman to be elected as member of the Legislative Council. Good morning, Mr. Hansen.
Good morning.
You say the Manx government's responsible for too much money leaving the Manx economy.
Yes.
So if elected next month, how, first of all, would you address that?
Well, first of all, the last administration has been spending far too much money to begin with, but an awful lot of that expenditure has gone outside the national economy, a lot to foreign UK companies. Now, in the future, we are going to have to pay for the debts they've run up. I mean, the MEA have run up a debt of about £400 million. We're also going to have less revenue coming in because the Common Purse Agreement's been renegotiated. People are worried that we are going to go into a bit of a recession because government expenditure will not be at the same level as it is at the moment. But if government spends its revenue as best it can within the national economy, with a smaller government expenditure, we can still maintain the same national wealth levels. And that is an important thing for the future. Big problem with government spending within government, instead of without of government, is the fact that regulations imported from the UK that have been brought into Tynwald make it very difficult for government departments now, under the new regulations, to actually function and do things like they used to.
I mean, just picking up on the VAT point, as far as the UK is concerned, we've probably been bound to rights now. We've been getting more cash than we should have. We enjoyed it while we could, but in effect, we found ourselves helping sort of getting the extra cookies out of the jar, really, haven't we?
Well, basically, that's now history. But the fact is...
But the repercussions from it aren't.
The repercussions now, any future administration is going to have to live with a smaller budget revenue. But I'm saying that as long as we concentrate on perhaps having a less government expenditure, as long as we concentrate on keeping it within the national economy, we can still maintain same national wealth level with a lower government expenditure.
Are we too reliant on the financial services industry? Do you think we've got our eggs in one basket?
I mean, the Isle of Man has not got all its eggs in one basket. I mean, if I give you an example, 5% of GDP of the Isle of Man is now a satellite business. We have engineering businesses in the Isle of Man, some of the best, if not the best, in the world. I mean, very few people know this, but the optics on the Martian rovers were made in Onchan. I mean, you can't get better than that for engineering. This is something that I think we should push ourselves more internationally in marketing the Isle of Man as regards our abilities in engineering and expertise. We also have some of the biggest onshore gaming groups in the world. I mean, PokerStars, I think, I may be standing corrected here, but I think PokerStars is the biggest online poker firm in the world.
So are you optimistic generally about the island?
Well, as long as... Well, I'm not... The reason I stood is I wasn't optimistic about the last administration.
I mean, tell me about Peel. You say it's becoming a dormitory, not a community. What do you mean by that?
Well, basically, structure of jobs change. And Stu Peter said to me, he said, well, how are you going to rectify this? It's very difficult. And as Stu said to me, he said, the trouble is, people say they want to put the offices in Peel, but the workers want to stay with the shops in Douglas.
So if we're going, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, they want the shops in Douglas, I say. But what we've got to look at in Peel and perhaps expand and improve on what we've already got there, because we've got a lot going for us in Peel.
Have you left it late, do you think, in your career to be considering politics?
No. I don't think 56 is late. I think an awful lot of people who are standing in politics are much younger, have caused some of our problems in the past. If you go back, say, 30 or 40 years when I think it was your grandfather was a politician, a lot of the politicians in the Isle of Man, because they weren't paid any wages, were people who retired, businessmen, and from other walks of life, and they used their experience in their own lives to run the government.
To shape the answer, you don't think career politicians for the island is the way ahead?
I think it could be, but I think someone who has actually in fact been in business or run their own lives for a good number of years. They have learnt from their mistakes, whereas young people coming in, they're making their mistakes within government.
Just finally, you've been critical of the current administration. Yes. Who do you want as chief minister next time out?
I don't think it should be anybody who's presently there in the administration.
So basically, it's going to be somebody within experience?
It's going to be somebody who's perhaps already within Tynwald.
So you wouldn't rule out a Legislative Council member?
It could be, but I'm saying the present administration, the present ministers, no, I don't think so, none of them.
Leslie Hansen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
It's 8 o'clock.